You're with Cape Talk.
All right, let's find out about some seal attacks that are taking place in Cape Town. We've been focusing on shark attacks, understandably, after a terrible tragedy at Central Beach in Plettenberg Bay. But there's been a spate of Cape Furl seals attacking people. Now, I'm not aware that seals tend to do this. Dr. Tess Gridley joins me now, an expert on this subject and founding director of the Cape Town research group, SeaSearch. Hello, Tess. How are you doing?
Hi there, Mike. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, tell me, seals don't, in my understanding, normally want to attack humans, do they?
No, absolutely not. Normally, seals, particularly when they're in their own environment under the water, they're inquisitive, but they don't attack people as such, no. And on land, you might get a threat display. So particularly if you startle a seal, you might see, an open mouth display or some sort of like lunging, but you wouldn't have a pursuit attack on land, usually, no.
And are we starting to see more such attacks, or is that just anecdotal?
Yeah, that's difficult to say for sure, because obviously now with social media, when we get these behaviours, they circulate around, and I think the latest videos had many thousands of views. So, these things can be a perceived increase. But there has been a few pieces of information that have come through in the last 18 months or so, starting with the guys who were the spear fishermen who thought they had been attacked by a leopard seal, which in retrospect may well have been a Cape Fur seal. And then over the last 18 months or so, these sort of sporadic, unpredictable events, which, we're only starting to piece together now in terms of a potential change in the behaviour of some Cape Fur seals.
Okay, what is the possible motivation? How does this happen? What are the seals, in as much as we can interrogate their motivations? How does this happen?
So there's several possible reasons. So first of all, there are a lot of tourists on the beaches, a lot of locals on the beaches, and so people get inquisitive themselves and they want to go up to animals, they want to take photographs, and seals often look, cute and cuddly, but in reality, even a small animal will weigh the same as a dog and have a stronger bite. The larger adults, particularly the males, can get over 200 kg. So they are wild animals, and we must respect their spaces and not, take chances in terms of approaching them. Also, there's certain times of the year when, particularly the males again, can have an increase in aggression, and that's due to the breeding cycle. So between October and December is when Cape Fur seals will breed. The males will have an increase in testosterone, and following on from that, you can see an increase in aggression. But that's normally throughout the colonies, and that's when they are fighting with one another normally, which can get quite nasty, but that's between themselves usually. We're interested in the recent die-off of Cape Fur seals that we saw along the west coast last year in particular. And we have been looking into the potential for the acid that is produced by harmful algae, so the naturally occurring planktons in the marine system, which can bloom. And these algae actually can produce a neurotoxin. And that toxin can actually affect seals, it can affect other marine mammals, it can also affect humans if we eat too much of it, and it affects the brain. And from that perspective, we're a little bit concerned that there may be a link there between the die-off that we saw last year and the aggression that we've seen this year.
All right, so some sort of chemical reaction going on in there.
Yeah, so the acid that I'm talking about is called domoic acid, and it's an excitatory neurotoxin. So it mimics a chemical that's already found in our bodies, but it's much, much stronger. And what that means is that it binds to receptors in the brain, and it excites them a lot more than would be normal. And it can cause lesions in the brain and effectively cause brain damage in those affected seals. Without doing a really thorough investigation into the brains of our seals, and particularly those that are showing a little bit more aggression, it's difficult to prove this, but that's an interesting line of inquiry that we are trying to pursue.
All right, Tess, but I'm sure the advice you would get everybody is to steer clear of seals. They're not there as pets. They're not tame. They can be aggressive, and stay away from them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, give any wild animal its space, and obviously respect that they are, you know, if we're going into the marine environment, if we're, you know, walking around on rocks and so on, you know, that's their space, and we need to give them due respect. Cape fur seals will be much more comfortable in the water. So on land, they feel a bit more vulnerable. Their eyesight's less good on land, and their movement's a little bit less freely, less free to move around. But they can be, as we've seen in the video recently, very quick. I was just giving the space, and if you do, you know, find yourself in the unfortunate situation where you have a seal coming towards you in the way that we saw in the video recently, try and put something in between you and the seal. Try to stay calm and move away as quickly as possible without, you know, stumbling or falling. And if you do, which is obviously difficult to do, but if you do get bitten, you do need to seek medical advice, because the teeth of seals actually contain some quite nasty bacteria. So you need to go, even if it's a small scratch, you need to go on a broadband antibiotic.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Tess Gridley, Founding Director of Sea Search.